Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Baylor University President Linda Livingstone. She visits with us each month on the program. And President Livingstone, right off the bat, we'll let people know, a little peek behind the curtain. We are actually chatting a week before this show airs, so it's last Friday, day after the Lady Bears knocked off number one ranked UConn at the Farrell Center. So I guess if voices are a little scratchy today, we will ask for apologies for that. There's a good reason.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to have lost my voice over that great win last night. It was such fun, and what an exciting time to be a part of the Baylor family.
It is. It is an exciting way, certainly athletically, to kick off this new year, 2019, part of really just an exciting last 12-plus months here at Baylor University. And really that leads into the first question. You think of over the last year, 2018, you know, where light shine bright, illuminate, to give light, so many exciting things. As you look back, what has most excited you or most encouraged you or most stood out about the last calendar year here at Baylor?
Well, it has been just a really amazing year, and I think we have to be extremely proud of all that we've accomplished in terms of putting in a foundation of a strategic plan, a campaign that are going to really move the university forward in very, very significant ways. So I'm excited about that. I also have to say we had such great support and enthusiasm for these initiatives that we've launched from our faculty, from our staff, from our alumni. They really are bought into the world needs a Baylor. The world needs an unambiguously Christian university that cares deeply about learning, but also cares deeply about research and wants to impact the world. And so we're excited about 2019 and really beginning to put meat to the bones of these initiatives.
You know, President Livingstone, as we look ahead to 2019, you know, we've chatted with you in the past about the four pillars of Illuminate and how they shape the university going forward. Today, let's review one of those pillars that touches just about all the others, unambiguously Christian education environment. Let's look back first. As you look back at your predecessors in your role as president or just other leaders at Baylor, what are some of the ways you've seen the people come before you nurture and advance that unique mission in higher education that allows you and your colleagues to build on that?
I think you really have to go back to the founding of the university when the Baptist leaders that had the vision for Baylor said that we want to create a Christian university that meets the needs for ages, all the ages to come. So the university was actually founded on this principle that we need to continue to grow and develop as a university to meet the educational needs of our students and of society for many, many years. And so that has given us the opportunity to grow and change as a university as societal needs change while maintaining the integrity of our Christian mission all along the way. And so I think you saw the 2012 work that was done, the Pro Futuris work that was done, and even before that, presidents and boards and leadership that said, no matter what we do, as we grow as a university academically, as we grow our footprint in size, in reputation, at the core is going to be our Christian mission. So every strategic plan, every conversation that takes place about where we are and where we're going for the entire life of the university has been grounded in the Christian mission. And that's what we're doing with Illuminate, ensuring that really the foundational pillar of all the pillars is that Christian mission, that everything we do ties back to that, informs that, or is informed by that, and then really builds on it and enhances that Christian mission.
You know, when you think about that all the ages to come idea, you know, the founders might never imagined a world dominated by technology or the challenges we face now, yet in a way they sort of did with that all the ages to come. Is it fun for you to kind of think about that, but also to even think about what you're building now, much like what they did, you know, 170 years ago, could impact what's moving forward?
Well, I think we have to have that context as we think about what we're doing now, because just as they did back in 1845, said we want to build a university that can grow and develop to meet learning needs that we know are going to change. We have no idea what they're going to be. And now we're at another sort of turning point for the university where we say we are building a university now, building on a great foundation, building a university that we know is going to meet the needs of generations decades from now that we have no idea what issues they're going to face, what technology is going to be like, what the issues are out there that need addressed. But yet we have to build a foundation here that allows the university to continue to develop and to prepare our students for whatever that is out there. And so I think it's a wonderful legacy and one that we hope to build on in a really powerful way that, you know, 170 years from now, people look back and say that was a real seminal moment in the life of Baylor that allowed us to be what we are now, that's making a huge difference in the world.
You know, President Livingstone, there are, you know, so many universities across the educational landscape began as faith-based Christian institutions. Not all of them have stayed that way, is really their, you know, their foundational aspect of the university. What does it say about Baylor that, and the people who have again come before you, that it has stayed that way till now? And what are some of the challenges that universities face in keeping that alive?
Well, you aren't going to remain or keep the integrity of your Christian mission unless you're intentional about it. And so that is part of the reason Baylor has been so successful is this, because we have been intentional over the years from the Board of Regents all the way down. And there is a lot of pressure on universities. As we know, many of the great research universities in this country were founded as Christian universities and over time let that part of their history go away for a variety of reasons. And I think there's some sort of theological reasons around it. I think there's also some very practical reasons that you've seen that. There's certainly a view among some that that the Christian faith is anti-intellectual, particularly the evangelical perspective on Christian faith. I don't agree with that, and I believe very strongly that we have a strong intellectual Christian tradition, even in the evangelical tradition. But there is that perspective that pulls some universities away from it. We certainly, within the Christian faith, even in the Baptist world, have different denominational views on issues. We have some different ideological and theological views on things. And so that can make it challenging to maintain your integrity as a Christian institution. So you have to be very committed to that and very thoughtful about it. But then there's very practical things. Can you hire enough Christian faculty? Can you get people to give to an institution? Can you get foundations and government funding if you're a Christian institution? Will your enrollment remain strong? Now, I believe all of those things are actually opportunities, and that you have people giving because you're a Christian university. You have faculty wanting to come because you're a Christian university. You have students that specifically want to come here because you're a Christian university. But through the years, different institutions have found those pressures to be such that they chose to go a different path. We have chosen to use those to leverage that as a strength and to make it something that differentiates us and makes us a unique and special place in higher education.
Visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. And President Livingstone, you talked about hiring faculty. So that's one of the ways certainly Baylor remains steadfastly Christian. It's in the classroom. You well know that Baylor hires Christian faculty, but what does that look like in practice? How do you identify top Christian faculty talent to come to the university and bring them here?
There's a lot of ways you go about trying to find the right faculty, and certainly we want our faculty networking out there in their academic fields to identify faculty that are great teachers, great scholars, but committed Christians that want to be at a place like Baylor. So that networking matters a lot, and certainly as our reputation grows, as we build our more depth in some of these academic areas, then Christian faculty from around the country and frankly around the world begin to know who we are, and then they want to be here. They want to be at a place that allows them to be really committed teachers, really excellent scholars, and live out their faith in an open way in the context of their academic pursuits. And so it comes from a variety of different ways, but we spend a lot of time really trying to understand who the best Christian faculty are out there that we can attract to Baylor.
You know, you've been through the interview process as a professor yourself, and then now on the other side as you work with. In what ways is Baylor's interview process distinct as we pursue that world-class faculty?
Because we're seeking to hire Christian faculty and faculty who believe in our mission and want to be here in part because of that mission, we ask some questions during the process that would be different than you would get at a secular institution. So we talk to people about their faith journey and talk about how you've come to faith and what that experience has been like for you. We want to understand their involvement in a church community and how that's impacting them. And then we want to know how they think about their faith and how it might impact what they're going to be doing as a teacher in the classroom or as a scholar. And many faculty have thought a lot about that and can articulate that piece of it really well. We have other faculty who have grown up in secular education, never really thought about how their faith impacts what they do, but they want to be at a place that cares about that. And so we have very explicit conversations with every faculty member that we hire about their faith, about how it informs their work, and about why would it matter for you to be at a place like Baylor. And those are rich conversations and really critical to us getting the right people that are going to be creating the right environment on our campus.
You know, you mentioned everyone brings their own unique faith journey to their time here at Baylor and whatever role they play. But you talked earlier about there's denominational differences. Every faculty comes from a different background, right? Not everyone who is here is a Baptist.
That's
some
right.
People have their faith shaped by different aspects of their journey. In what ways does that diversity enrich the university? And what does that balance look like?
Well, I think it's a really important aspect of who we are, because as a Baptist university but also in a broader Christian context, we have students that come from all Christian faith traditions. We have students that come to us from non-Christian traditions. We have students who don't believe, that are atheists. So having faculty from a wide array of Christian traditions, but yet at their core, believe that Christ is their Savior and that they want to think about how their faith informs what they do, leads to students being in an environment where they have people they can go to talk about their faith, to struggle with where they are in life and where they're going and how their faith informs that. And because we have faculty from a diversity of backgrounds, then students can find a faculty member that can relate to where they've come from, where they're trying to go. And it really gives students a much richer opportunity to learn from a wide variety of perspectives and to strengthen their own faith in that process in a way that helps them to carry that with them in a very solid way as they leave the university.
President Livingston, you think about students coming in also with their own unique journey. When you think about two different aspects of relating to your faith, both challenging and encouraging, skipping ahead here a little bit, what does that look like, you know, in terms of the way you approach that, both challenging students to think more deeply about their faith and to ask themselves some tough questions, but also encouraging them for a walk of faith throughout the rest of their life?
Well, it's one of the things we think is critical to the experience that students have at Baylor. We are deeply committed to students thinking about their faith journey, where it's going, how they can understand that for themselves while they're here, and to really be committed to continuing to think about their faith formation for a long time. And I think one of the important roles we have at a place like Baylor is helping students to own their own faith. Many of them that come to us have grown up in churches, have come from families that are very deeply committed Christian families, and much of their faith has been formed by the people around them, their parents, their pastors, their youth ministers. And so when they come here to college, it's their first time away from home, their first time on their own, struggling with some of these issues. And we need them to own their own faith so it is strong for them, not just strong because it was strong for their family or strong for their church community. And so putting them in situations where they have to think deeply about their faith, where they think about it from an academic perspective as well as from a more practical perspective is critical, and it really helps them to connect in a deeper way with that faith that we hope carries it with them long after they leave Baylor.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting today with Baylor University President Linda Livingstone. And President Livingstone, we've talked about faculty hiring, but maybe it's also worth mentioning that approach to hiring committed Christians extends into other areas of leadership, the Board of Regents, other leadership areas. What is it very similar when you approach those finding new regents or finding others in positions of leadership to what we described in that faculty process?
You know, at the core, in order for us to maintain our integrity as a Christian mission, it really starts at the top with our regents. And they have to be deeply committed to maintaining the integrity of that mission. The president does. The president's leadership team has to. And so we do have a requirement for our regents that they are Christians, that they can articulate their faith, that they're engaged in a church community. A certain percentage of them have to be in Baptist churches. So it's critically important to us that our regents are people who are committed to our mission. And I will assure you that they are. We talk about it at every board meeting. It's deeply important to them. And then my leadership team, what an amazing group of leaders on this campus, all of whom are here in large part and really felt called to come to Baylor, primarily because we are a university that cares about our Christian mission, but that we're also really aspiring to be among the top universities in the country. And then in the context of that, having a voice that's different because we are a Christian university. And we don't have any conversation in my president's council that doesn't tie back to our Christian mission, that doesn't think about how does this decision, how does what we're doing with this program or this activity advance our Christian mission. So I think people can feel confident that the leadership of the institution takes very seriously our mission and is deeply committed to ensuring the strength of our Christian mission going forward.
Visiting with President Livingstone on Baylor Connections, and we asked you a moment ago about spiritual formation in students from one aspect, but let's look at another. You know, certainly you've experienced in your own career as a teacher here at Baylor. What are some of the meaningful ways that you've seen your colleagues as professor or now the professors here at Baylor weave spiritual formation into the classroom experience? Are there any unique stories that stand out or something you heard a professor do or that you did that you thought that's a great way to do that?
I think it's one of the unique parts of Baylor that you don't see at secular institutions is the way in which our faculty's faith informs the way in which they engage with our students on a very high level. You know, I think our faculty come here in part and they love our students and they care deeply, not just about the academic development of our students, but also about the spiritual formation and the character formation of our students. So how does that kind of play out in more specific ways? I have heard stories so many times from parents and students that talked about how a faculty member, you know, prayed with a whole class of students as some issue arose, or how individual students were in office hours with a professor and the professor took the time to pray with that student. And that is a really unique opportunity that we have here. We have faculty that in the context of the conversations that they're having will actually share their faith in class with their students. But then it also plays into the academic realm. You know, in our science classes, the fact that we care about the world that God has created and we're called to be good stewards of that world, how does that inform what you do in a biology class or an environmental science class or in a chemistry class? Different than if you don't sort of view the world in that kind of stewardship mentality that we have as Christians. When you talk about classes that focus on how we interact and engage with each other as human beings, if we think of each individual human being as uniquely created and gifted by God, what does that mean about how we lead them, about how we work with them in a context where they're having social issues or mental health issues, or we're dealing with children in an educational setting? It informs that conversation in different ways than it would if we're approaching these questions and issues from a secular perspective. And one specific example, we had a PhD in chemistry that graduated about a year ago, and he came here and tells the story about how at Baylor he ignited his faith because of an influence of an undergraduate student on him that he was working in a lab with, and that through that reigniting of his faith, he really understood the purpose of his research in chemistry, and he now had a purpose in doing that research that was bigger than just the research itself. It was really about honoring God and representing Christ through the work that he did. That PhD student is now going to go out and be a faculty member, a scholar at who knows what universities over time, and influence thousands of students, influence scholars that he works with, because he got connected more deeply with his faith and understood here at Baylor through his faculty mentors, through other students, about the role that faith plays in his life, not just personally, but also professionally. And it's a huge part of the influence that we have at a place like Baylor is to really get outside of yourself and think about the greater impact you can have in the work that you're doing, whether you're in a more traditionally secular kind of role. We think about people that go into ministry and even social work and other things as sort of ministering in their work. But I think here we have faculty in business, in the sciences, in the arts that are helping our students think about how to live out their faith and exhibit that through any type of work that they do, through the way that they, whether it's performing or whether it's through their business ideas that actually make the world a better place and make life better for people.
Visiting with President Livingstone and President Livingstone as we head into the final few moments of the program. I want to ask you, you know, there's some foundational classes that certainly are a big part of spiritual formation at Baylor, classes like Christian Scriptures, Christian Heritage, or the Freshman Academic Seminar in Religion. They're all foundational classes. In what ways have you seen these classes go beyond being mere course requirements towards something deeper?
Part of that is that those classes are taught by Christian faculty, and they're not just teaching them for the academic content. We certainly want students to come out of those classes understanding on a deep level the context for those scriptures, the meaning of those scriptures, but also helping them think about how does that scripture apply to their life and how do they take that and internalize it and make it real to them. And I think that you get that in a setting where we have faculty teaching that care about their own faith and also care about their students' faith. So they're teaching it from a more personal perspective, not just from an academic perspective. And it is one of the ways that we help students to understand deeply their own faith and own their own faith.
President Livingstone, head of the final moment again, as we said, looking at that Paul's analogy of the body. You know, we talk about each person bringing their own unique skills or unique role to the larger whole. You know, in your leadership position here at Baylor, what does it mean to you to get to watch professors, student life professionals, counselors, everyone, you know, using their own unique skills to advance that Baylor mission for students? How does that encourage you, you know, on a daily basis?
Well, I can't tell you. Every day I hear stories or I talk to people that share with me how the mission that we have here at Baylor, the unique mission, is changing the lives of our students, of our faculty, and of our staff. And I think it's important that it's embedded throughout the university because different aspects of what we do are going to touch students in different ways. The fact that our student life area spends a lot of time thinking about spiritual formation, not just doing fun stuff for our students, mm-hmm. but how do we help them grow spiritually and in character? Our athletic department has Champions for Life that cares deeply about the spiritual development of our students. Our faculty in the arts are thinking about how do we reflect Christ through the artistic expression that we do. And then we're doing it in an academic way. So students are touched in so many different ways and different aspects of their life while they're here. And you never know which one of those is going to really connect with each student in a way that makes a huge difference in their life and what they need at different points in their life. And sometimes it might be from the academic perspective. Sometimes it might be a chaplain talking to them. Sometimes it might be a mission trip that they go on. And so really permeating the culture at Baylor is this sense of we're a Christian university and we want all aspects of what we do to reflect our faith in Christ and the love of Christ in a way that influences those that touch us in ways that wouldn't if that wasn't a significant part of who we are.
Great. Well, thank you for painting that picture here over these last 20-plus minutes or so. We appreciate you joining us each month here on the program. Thanks so much.
Happy to be with you, Derek, and good to start off the new year on a note like this.
Very positive note, yes. Thank you. President Livingstone joining us today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.